From Southern Illinois, it's Fishing in the Outdoors with Al Crocker.
This week, we're going to catch up with the professional bass fisherman. Yep, my young friend Trevor McKinney. They got a new baby. Can you imagine a new baby that wakes up one time at night? Holy smoke. I'm so proud of this kid. I'll be right back with Trevor.
Enjoy great dining, shopping, and of course, great hiking, biking, camping, fishing, hunting, and just plain good sightseeing at Carlisle Lake, Illinois' largest man-made lake. Have a great but safe time in Carlisle, Illinois. To learn more, log on to CarlisleLake.com.
Friends, where are you getting your bait and tackle for a day of fishing at the lake or river? For me, it's Henkel's Hook and Arrow, Route 127 in Carlisle, across from the Dairy Queen. Hooks, carks, weights, rod and reels, live bait, along with the most popular lures for the white bass, crappie, and catfish. And now, some of those last-minute marine products you need. Henkel's Hook and Arrow, Route 127 in Carlisle, across from the Dairy Queen, or henkelshookandarrow.com.
Huell's Oil Company in Carlisle has been a family-owned and operated business for over 35 years. Today, Huell's Oil covers about 15 counties for tank wagon fuel deliveries, all of Illinois for transport fuel deliveries, and from Indy to St. Louis and Dixon to Paducah when it comes to lubricants. Find them at 16320 Old Route 50 in Carlisle or call them at 618-594-2831. That's Huell's Oil Company in Carlisle.
Trev, I said a new baby that wakes up one time at night. You are so lucky.
Yeah, she's a blessing, let me tell you.
Tell me about it. You been fishing?
I've been fishing some. We had our first three opens pretty quick this year. I'm fishing one division of the Bassmaster Opens. And used to, when I went on a fishing trip for the Opens, you know, I didn't get much sleep. But now it seems like I get a lot better sleep when I'm going to the Opens than I do at home with a newborn baby.
Yeah, funny how that works, isn't it?
It is, yeah, but I wouldn't trade her for the world. She's like a blessing.
And you can't wait to get back home, can you?
No, I'm always excited to get home.
So, you know, it's been such an unusual spring. I mean, it's still going on, but we've got all this rain. We've got wind with it, storm after storm. It has really made it interesting. I'll tell you what, this fishing situation, crappie should be in at the bank. You know, they're just now getting in there. I mean, it seems like they're late. I know the bass. You said you fished a tournament over at East Fork, right?
I did. I fished a tournament last weekend.
And did well?
It's been a weird spring. We've got a ton of rain, and we've got a ton of wind. It's been an unusual spring, and it seems to me like a lot of the bass have already spawned. And we're going into May right now, and I think the majority of our bass have spawned, and the crappie fishing, it's just, like I said, it's been a strange year. I just talked to a good friend and guide at Wren Lake, and the crappie aren't really biting that good at Wren Lake either, like Carlisle. He said the water's so high, it's hard to catch them in the bushes because they're farther back than you can get to them. So it's just been a weird spring, and I don't know, a lot of rain. Rain has been the word of the spring.
You know, Carlisle has been dropping. They got it on a steady fall, which is not good. For crappie fishing, Wren Lake is 5 foot up, which, like you said, got it back in the weeds, which makes that really, now in the weeds is good, but way back up where you can't get to them, that's not good. And
it's not good.
You know,
it's good for the spawn. You know, if those fish can get back there and they don't drop the water out like they do at Carlisle often, if they'll keep the water up, it's good for the spawn because a lot of fish get back there and they can spawn and not be messed with, but it does make the fishing tougher when you can't get them.
I guess one of the popular baits right now is other than a glide bait, which a lot of guys can't afford to buy, but a lot of chatterbait action, chatterbait and jigs. What were you catching them on at East Fork?
Yeah, chatterbait's been good all spring. You know, closer to the spawn. A chatterbait's a great bait all year. You can catch them on it, but it's more of a pre-spawn bait for me. Gonna climb a mountain.
A wise man once said, wherever you go, there you are. You don't have to go away to get away. It's all a state of mind. Can't you see? Can't you see? And with Smooth Bush Beer, boy, the mountains are closer than you think. Isn't it time to head for the mountains? Please drink responsibly. Bush Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Distributed by Donewall Distributors, Greenville, Illinois.
Is mowing and cutting taking up too much of your fishing time? Go to Rams Hours Farm Supply for the lawn and garden machines to get the jobs done fast, easy, even fun. From everything from push mowers to lawn and garden tractors, even zero-turn mowers, Rams Hours has the very best. Husqvarna, Ferris, Snapper, and Simplicity. Get your best deal on the brand of your choice, and Rams Hours backs up their chainsaws, trimmers, tillers, and mowers with great service after the sale. Rams Hours, Route 161, just a little west of Centralia. Phone 533-4457.